views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers, and I'm all excited to be here with you guys. And we have an interesting topic this week, and it's about trust issues, which a lot of us seem to be dealing with these days. Well, actually, it's been going on forever. Everyone, but you know, trust issues is being promiscuous. You know, trust issues goes on and on as far as just being true to your word, or your spouse or your kids being true to their. So, but in any case, I will be talking about that in just a moment. And if anybody wants to call in for a, you know, a reading, feel free, you know, just, ask me one question. I'm not going to give you as far as a full, you know, half hour reading when we're on the air, but I can answer a question for you, or if you have an important thought you want to convey, or if you need a question, or if you want to try to connect to somebody. And the number to call in is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, you know, so don't be afraid to call in, and, or if you want to add to the conversation, that's fine. So, you know, it was interesting, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and, you know, I've been asking for, whenever I ask for certain things, like, God really does present these situations to me. In other words, when I go to the beach, you know, and there's like a bunch of cars, and this happened to me quite a few times last summertime. And when I tell you there was thousands of cars, like there weren't enough parking spots for the amount of cars there were. And when I got there, you know, I was dropping off my daughter and a friend, and when we got to the beach, I just dropped them off, and I says, "Don't worry." I said, "I'll find a parking spot." And in that moment, I said to my angels, "I said, I need a parking spot just for me, ASAP." And so I went around the block once, and a voice spoke to me in my head and said, "Just wait here, like 2 minutes. Just wait a couple of minutes. Don't move." And so I did. The very first spot, the very front row opened up. I said, "Oh my God, that's amazing." And then the other day, I was doing a reading for somebody, and I said to them, I said, "You know, you're going to have a loved one." I said, "You know, the one who you want to contact." I forgot who I was trying to contact for him because I don't remember what I say in reads. But let's just say their mother. So I said, "Your mother said that, you know, you're going to be finding a quarter on the ground. That's going to be one of their hellos." It wasn't a penny. It wasn't a bunch of change. It was specifically a quarter. And then literally 2 days later, I found a quarter on the ground, you know, in between, like on the cement walkway, for about, you know, not last January, but the January before. And she's somebody who's always going to be very close to me. And I was always very close to her while she was alive. But the interesting thing is, like, there are times when I give people confirmations of what's to happen to them. Not only does it happen to them, but it also happens to me. And I think that is, like, just so cool when that happens. And I got to tell you a funny moment, what happened to me. I was doing a reading for somebody. And the husband pulled through, and I was communicating to her husband. Now, a lot of times their personality, most of the times their personalities pull through, and, you know, and it's not morbid over on the other side. It's not like doom and gloom, or, you know, when they passed away from cancer, or they're, you know, there's blood all over the place, or however. It's like once they are released from the body, their spirit is very free and place, and the personality comes alive for me. And so this one lady's husband had such an incredible, and so he's, and I never said this to anybody ever, and that's why I knew it was coming from him, because he was a very funny guy, and I never heard this before too. It's not like I heard a comedian say this. I heard this for the very first time. So her husband said to the wife who I'm reading for, her husband who's deceased, said, "You know, honey, it's killing me not to be with you." And I just thought that was so incredibly funny. So, and what else was there? Oh, this was a funny story that I read a long, long time ago that I'm going to share with you. And there was this flower shop, and they went to make a delivery. And the person who was delivering was Spanish, and couldn't read English, could understand English, but couldn't read English. And he had two deliveries to make. And when he got back after his deliveries, his boss said, "You're going to have to go back, and you're going to," and he says, "You switched the flowers." I says, "You made a mistake and you switched the flowers. And one was supposed to go to one, and one was supposed to go to the other, and you switched it. You have to go back and make it right." And what happened was, you know, the one flowers that he sent that was supposed to go to somebody who just bought a new home, by accident went to the funeral parlor. And on the ribbon, you know, and because he placed the flowers by the casket, and it read, "Good luck in your new location." Oh, I thought that was a pretty funny story. But any case, so... All right. Well, listen, again, if anybody wants to call in, 800-930-2819. We already have a couple of people calling in, which is really cool. But before I go to them, I just wanted to talk a little bit, you know, about trust issues, which I'll be talking throughout this show. Now, again, trust issues. Somebody screwing around on their partner or whatnot. Trust issues is about when people are very uncomfortable around somebody else. Sometimes what happens is that, I'll give you an example, when and they need to change their ways, and I give them spiritual advice on how to change, okay, so that they could start getting better in their relationships. Is that as these people start to make a conscientious effort wanting to change, okay, it doesn't mean that everybody else is all of a sudden going to be, "Oh, all right, great, he's changed." No, you have to continuously be that way so that people understand that you're not just genuine. Because a lot of people have a habit of being nice just in the moment, and then after a short period of time, they go back to their old ways again. And so I tell people, when you are ready to really make a conscientious effort and wanting to change, okay, you have to, now people will look at you like, you know, "What is this person, crazy? Is it the same? Are you the same person? Like, you know, all of a sudden you're being nice, or you're being more considerate, or you're really listening to me, or you're spending more time with me." It's like, you know, and it gets weird because they feel like, "All right, what's up?" or "What do you want?" You know, but again, when you really want to make a change, not everybody might not be with the same program as you are, or trusting that you're going to, that's really you, and it's not just a temporary moment. So if you really want to make people feel more comfortable around you, you're going to have to make a conscientious effort, because build their trust so that you are now this changed person, if you're the one that needs the changing. And it could be the other person, you know, and so therefore that's a situations as far, because you don't have control of the other person. You only have control of yourself. But there are certain habits that we do generate within ourselves that other people might not appreciate. So, you know, if you find that you are constantly going up against the same kind of situations and you keep on getting the same negative response, that means you're going to have to make conscientious changes. And for you to really, you know, gain people's trust that you're really making, you know, that you're a different person or you want to be better, then, you know, you have to give people time to be able to appreciate the fact that you really are wanting to change. And they still might be nasty to you, like your kids. You know, they're used to you being a certain way and they still might be nasty. But you have to be the bigger person. You have to be the stronger person for everybody to appreciate. And then you have to start creating boundaries for yourself so other people aren't taking advantage of you, you know. But again, you have to build other people's trust around you, not really wanting to make a change within yourself. And again, that's just one aspect of trust other than, you know, not trusting your partner. So we're going to talk more about that in just a little bit. And then I'm going to be reading some really cool people who are calling in from New Jersey. So listen, if anybody wants a private reading from me, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or go to my website, ArtieHoffman.com, and email me or get back to you. And I do private parties also. So listen, stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Can't buy me love.
Well, I'm using a different way of communication here through the airwaves. So any case, but as far as talking about trust issues, now a lot of people, again, it's interesting because I was just speaking with somebody this morning doing a reading, and I said to the person, if you're not trusting the person you're with, all right, and you're always walking around with a pit in your stomach and you're always feeling like, you know, you can't trust the person, whether it be within their words or you feel like they're lying or they're looking away when they're talking to you or you feel like something's up. Why are you disrespecting yourself? Why would anybody want to disrespect themselves if you don't trust your partner? Okay, it doesn't make sense for you to stay with a situation where you're not trusting the person, whether it be business, whether it be personal. It doesn't make sense. So, you know, after the first shot, you know, shame on them. After the second, third, and 20th shot, shame on you, because you're allowing it to happen. You already know what they're about. So it's like, why are you allowing yourself to, you know, stay in that situation if it's not serving your purpose anymore? You know, if it's always making you feel, you know, terrible, and you feel like more of a parent rather than an equal partner, you know, so it's very important for you to be with somebody who you trust as much as you love, or you love as much as you trust. It has to be at the same wavelength. You know, I did create, produce a video, and it's called I Love You at a 10 and I Trust You at a 0, because a lot of times people choose to stay in a relationship because, you know, they feel trapped. You know, whether it be financially, or they become codependent, or because of the kids, they feel trapped. And so, you know, you need to try to figure something out so that your situation all of a sudden now becomes temporary, rather than feeling like you're stuck for life, that you're sentenced for life. So it's very important for you to honor yourself. And like I said, if you're having a hard time trusting the person about pulling through on their responsibilities, or pulling through as far as being promiscuous, whatever it is, but if you want the quality of life to really go way sky high, go way up, then you need to start respecting yourself, you know, so that you could, you know, and respecting the situation so that you can move on. They're not going to change. So long as you keep on allowing them to stay, there's no reason for them to change if you're always going to accommodate them. So it's very important that you start to make changes, and, you know, that you start emotionally separating yourself if you can't physically yet, so that you could start living a much more comfortable life within yourself and do what you have to do for yourself. And I've been in that situation a couple of times, and both times I had to emotionally separate myself as much as it hurt. But it was something that was necessary, but, you know, I became the better person, and my life really took off. And I was so, so happy when I did make those moves. And I met new people. My prosperity got much better. Just everything was better because, you know, it was just, it was great. It really was. So any case, right now we have Anna from New Jersey on line one. Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty? It's nice to talk to you.
Well, it's great to talk to you, too. What part of Jersey are you from?
South Jersey, near Cherry Hill.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm familiar. All right. That's cool. What can I do you for, Ann?
Well, I'm not in a relationship, so I don't have any trust issues right now. So that's kind of good.
That's good. All right. So that's good that you don't have any trust issues. What is it that I can answer you?
I don't know. Just kind of, I would be happy with whatever pops up or whatever you have to say to me, you know, concerning
what. As far as any thoughts. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to look at my angel cards, and I just want to see what they have to say. And
okay.
Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Did you ever think about trying to get involved in spiritual groups?
Not really, no.
I honestly believe that if you allowed yourself to become a part of some kind of drumming group or spiritual group, it really, really would help you. Because, and I'm not saying just for the sake of your spirituality to grow, but I feel like you need to connect to your higher self. And it's also about meeting other people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way, things are, life isn't just going to happen just by you, you know, hoping for things to change. Things won't change unless you change. And it's about allowing yourself to go out and to, you know, generate, to meet more people. Even going out to, whether it be local dance clubs or bars or whatnot. You know, when I say bars, I'm talking like sports bars, you know, where it's light on their feet and fun. I'm not saying this generally for everyone to do that. I'm really specifically saying this for you. And I'm, like, in my eyes, mind, I'm seeing you going to a bar where there's one person playing the guitar. All right. And it's like hanging out at this local place and where there's music. And I have a feeling that there's going to be a table there where the energy is high. And they're going to be, and I see you kind of gravitating to like one person, either one person at that table or other people are going to start talking to you and say, hey, come on, why don't you join us or blah, 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 blah. And I'm seeing that happening as far as just you going out there. But it's not going to happen just by you just staying at home and just going from work to home, work to home. It's not going to happen like that. Mm-hmm. You have to make it happen. You have to go out there and make it happen. It's not going to happen just by you just staying at, you know, just doing your old routine. You're going to have to make changes. But I'm clearly seeing one person playing guitar, and this is where it's actually, you're actually going to start going there probably more on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, I do go out. I'm not a homebody. I do kind of have a social life. So I do kind of go out.
But the thing is you're not going out with the projection of wanting to find somebody. You're there just with the sake of just maybe, do you go out with other friends or is this just yourself?
No, I go out with other friends.
Hold on a second. What am I getting here for Annie? You want to know something? Have you been going out where I feel like you guys, you're just connected with it within yourselves? In other words, when you go out with your friends, you're there, which is great. You go out with just your friends, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But what I'm saying is, it's like there's a difference between, like, let's go out and, you know, like, go out dancing with somebody to make yourself accessible. Because a lot of times when people go out with each other, mm-hmm. there's this click. And it's like you stick just within your own without allowing yourself to be more open. And so it's just like your energy is not allowing somebody else to come in. Because it's just you and whoever you're with. And that's cool if that's all you want. But if you're looking for a partner, then you might want to just go out with, you know, a different friend or literally just try going out on your own, but just making yourself available to say, you know, to put the energy out there that, you know, you can meet somebody else. But when you go out with just, you know, a particular friend or you go, you could tell when you're going to a bar or you're going to a social place, okay? You can tell which people are just into themselves, and then you have other people who are just more open to anybody else who might join them. You know, like there's people whose energy is just open more to the public. And then there's other people who you could tell, like, you do not want to disturb them because they're just totally into their niche.
Yeah.
And so all I'm saying is you need to put yourself where you're more open of, hey, let's meet somebody else without offending whoever you're with, because they have to have that understanding.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay.
That's the change that you want to make, you know, that because it's like I know you want somebody else in your life, you know, as far as a companion other than just going out with friends, which is great. You know, other people have companions but don't have any friends, and they wish they were in your shoes.
Right.
You know, so you just have to make that little adjustment and try to either go with somebody else where the two of you have this attitude like, all right, well, let's just dance with whoever may be out there, or we could dance with ourselves, but if somebody else wants to join us, great. But I'll tell you one thing, a great way to meet somebody else is going country line dancing. You are guaranteed to meet a whole bunch of other people and allow yourself to learn how to dance country dance. And to go out there because that will definitely open up all your opportunities for, you know, meeting somebody and you know, meeting other people or if not connecting to another guy friend. But you just need to change your routine, and it will happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It'll happen, believe it or not. It'll happen by the month of June if you allow yourself to open up. You're going to end up having new friends and a partner in your life by June if you do what I just said.
Okay. All right. That sounds like
okay.
fun. I'll take you up on that.
Give it a shot and give me an email. Let me know how you make out.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, Anna. You take care of yourself now.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. There's a few more people online, which I'm definitely going to take on, but not just yet because I'm going to be going for a break soon, so I don't want to get started in conversation and then have it to stop. But as far as getting back with the trust issues, you know, like I said, you know, it's most important that you allow yourself, you know, the respect of yourself to be around situations or people that are, you know, trustworthy. And sometimes it's about timing. You know, a lot of people get very upset because people are always running behind. And so the simple solution for that is that if you want somebody there, say, by 12 o'clock, just tell them, please be there by 11:30. And you know, by giving them that little extra time without telling them that if they end up running a little late, then, you know, you're not sweating it, you know, but you can only control yourself. You can't control other people. And right now we're going to be going for a break. And again, this is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. I also wanted to let you know, next week I'm going to be having a co-host come on with me, and her name is Sky Siegel. And she is an extremely talented medium, and she's born and raised as an American Indian. She's an all-out, thorough, 100% American Indian. And, I didn't know that. I thought she was Italian. And the funny thing is, and I know we have to go for a break, but the funny thing is, I said, you know, God, I need somebody with a little rough edge, but somebody who has the gift and somebody with compassion. And literally the next day, this girl gave me a call. I never spoke to her before. And that was a week and a half ago. And as soon as I heard her voice and she was telling me her story, I said, you know what? This is the one. So, and we ended up making a connection. It was instant success. So, but stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break, and I'm going to refer the people that are online. So stick around.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. And right now, we're going to go to another call-in listener all the way from New Jersey. What a beautiful state it is. We have Betty from New Jersey. How you doing, Betty?
Good, Artie. How are you?
I'm doing good, sweetheart. What can I do you for?
I was just wondering, because I've been having these dreams. So I was wondering, I don't know who this other person is that is in the dream. Like if I see, I'm in the dream and then there's like my aunt in the dream and there's a person that's driving her. And I had another dream last night about a girl and I was with a person and I don't know who that person is. It's like for some reason. So I just didn't know if it was somebody coming through and they just didn't want me to know for some reason.
Well, what I'm getting is that literally you're it's hard for me to say exactly who it is, because I'm seeing a bunch of different spirits coming to visit you. It's not just one, you know, there's a string of different spirits who happen to visit you. What I would suggest to you before you go to bed is that please, you know, as you're talking to the spiritual world, please let yourselves be known to me. Please say your name and please give me an awareness of the understanding of your visit. Because when we dream, you know, we dream metaphorically. It's not always black and white, you know. And what I also believe is that, you know, a lot of people dream in premonitions. You know, it's not just about what spirit is coming to visit them, but you could literally dream of somebody of who you're about to meet. So what I'm gathering as I'm talking to you, and I'm meditating right now as I'm talking to you, what I'm getting is that you're going to be meeting this young girl, this person who you visioned in your dream, who's going to be coming to you in real life and is going to help you get from point A to point B. She's going to help you get from where you are to where you need to be. What aspect of your life that is, I don't know, because I'd have to go more into an in-depth reading with that. But I'm getting the general gist of what it is and what's going on with your dreams. But there's many different books of dreams that you could look at. There's a dictionary of dreams that means certain things. Like when you dream of blood, if people dream of blood, it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. You know, even if you see somebody bleeding or you see blood, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because actually blood represents protection. It's not a bad thing. You know, so there's, you know, sometimes it comes in black and white as far as what the message is, and in other times it comes, you know, as a premonition, like something's about to happen. And once in a while it is black and white. But in your case, I honestly believe that you are going to meet somebody who's going to help you to get through a dilemma. And you're going to say, huh, this person looks very familiar to me. But like I said, before you go to bed, I want you to speak to your higher self, speak to the spirit in the sky, and to say thank you for allowing me to understand who you are and what your purpose is. And even if they're not speaking to you in your dream, if they're not verbally speaking to you in your dream, with their telepathy, they're going to be able to communicate to you in your thoughts, and you're going to understand exactly what that intention is.
Okay.
So as far as, like I said, this girl who you see who you didn't know, I don't believe it was somebody who passed away, but I believe it's somebody, this is a part of your premonition, it's somebody who you're going to meet. And you're probably going to meet her within a week's time. And this is what I'm picking up on. And you're going to be able to put two and two together.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Wonderful. Yep. Yes, thank you so much, Artie.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
Okay, hon. All right, right now we have Patty from Livingston. How you doing, Patty?
You.
Hello, Patty.
Hi, Artie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being so patient.
Absolutely. I'm so happy I finally got on the show. The planets have not aligned until today.
Oh, all right. Well, the important thing is you're here with me now.
That's right. So I had something happen to my husband and I that was pretty hard blow, and it put me in a kind of a bad place. So I'm trying really hard to get out of it and look on the brighter side of things, but it's super hard.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to look at the angel cards and see what they have to say. All righty. Let me ask you this. And, you know, I'm looking at the angel cards, and these are the questions that I need to ask you. Is this a situation that you want to overcome?
Yes.
Okay. Now being that you want to overcome this, meaning with him, I feel like that, you know, it would be very healthy for you to get a third party, meaning like a counselor, to help you overcome this. Because by you speaking just with him directly, I have a feeling that no matter what he says, you're going to be on the attack. And it's really, really going to bother you a lot. And, you know, regardless of what he says, even if he comes up with all the right answers. And I feel like by having a third party there, you know, to be able to translate or to give you an understanding, it will help you see things through a different light. You know, just for him to say, don't worry, I promise, you know, that won't happen again or whatever. You know, you have to also follow your gut, you know, and, you know, there's a process that the two of you need to go through to overcome this challenge. You know, so...
Well, what like I want to do...
If you just allow yourself just to say, all right, you know, all right, well, I'll try to work through this, and I'll try... You're always gonna feel that uncertainty, and you're gonna feel that uncertainty, but but it is gonna take time. It is gonna take time for your heart to heal from this, so that you could overcome this. But like I said, it would be very, very healthy to go to see a therapist. And you know, what I might suggest is like 1 week you go by yourself, and then the next week you go as a couple, and then you go by yourself and you go as a couple. So that, you know, you could work through this if you really want to make this happen, you know. And
but there's a third part. I think there's a third party that has caused a lot of this.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I totally understand that. And the two of you need to be on the same wavelength. After your first session with him, you'll understand whether if he's willing to accommodate you or not. And if he's not willing to accommodate your feelings... If he's not willing to accommodate your feelings about this, then, you know, this is something that you need to really take hold and say, you know, do I want to stay in this? You know, or, you know, if he's willing to do whatever it takes to make accommodations to make things right, then, again, that's up to you to give him a second chance. You know, but it's about the two of you working as a team to deal with this, not you and him and then the third party. You know, you need to work it out as a team and that you're both on the same page.
Right.
But I feel like just to talk to him, just to, you know, to air it out and just to say, well, what about this? Or, you know, it like I said, it would just be extremely helpful to get another person from the outside to be able to help you through this. But it takes two. If you're willing to give it a second chance and he's still playing the game, then it, overall it's not worth it.
I'm willing to do anything to totally change, to do a 360.
I'm sorry, you're willing to do what?
I'm willing to do anything for the big change, for a very big change, to do the 360, to change our lives into something better, healthier.
Okay, now is he willing to?
He's a little nervous.
So you know, just so you know, just food for thought, you want to do a 180, not a 360. A 360, you'll be right back where you started from.
Exactly.
180 is 180. A complete change.
180, exactly. 180 going the other way. 180 or 360 going the opposite way.
I understand what you meant.
Instead of looking into the circle, I'd rather be looking out of the circle.
I hear you.
Yeah. Right.
I understand what you're saying, but it takes two to make things right.
Okay.
All right. It takes two to make things right. And if there's only you willing to make things right, then it's not right. But right now we have to go for a break, okay?
All right. I thank you so much.
All right. It was a pleasure. And best
Hopefully
of luck to you. Go
you
for
soon.
Counseling. It's going to help. Okay, everybody. Just so you know, I want you to check out my website, artiehoffman.com, or call me at 877-ANGEL-02, and I'm more than happy to do a private session with you, whether it be over the phone or in person. I am in Woodbridge, New Jersey. And stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Okay, right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Boston. How you doing, Tina?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, it's
how
so funny. The previous caller
Wednesday.
Yeah, tell me anything you can see about my current work project. I feel like I'm stuck and not moving forward, and I'm so nervous. Am I on the right place, or I really, really get nervous? I really want some insight on work.
Okay, are you doing everything possible to make things happen? Are you doing everything in your power to make things happen with your... Now, is this something that you've projected just strictly on your own, or is this something that that you're just having to deal with?
I think this is what I'm exploring is so new to me, and for me, it's so hard to say that I'm doing everything possible I'm doing because I don't know if I'm on the right path to do this. And my team, we never has done that, so we are still exploring ways. So, that makes me more nervous.
Okay, you want to know something? And this is what I'm being guided to tell you. I want you to write mm-hmm. down everything on paper as far as mm-hmm. exactly what you got going on. All right. When you're going after mm-hmm. success, you can't be afraid of going after success. You should be more excited than afraid
mm-hmm.
when you're going after success. Because, you know, when people do things out of fear, you're usually not going to be able to accomplish as much or if at any at all. Because the fear will mm-hmm. stop you in your tracks, you know, 9 times out of 10.
Right.
You know, so when you're doing a project or when you're doing anything that you believe in, you have to believe in it. If you believe in something, there's not going to be any fear. There should be more excitement than fear.
Mm.
You know, so if you're afraid to lose and it's like if you're doing something in a half-assed situation and you're giving half-assed effort, you're going to get half-assed results. So it's very important that you give your heart into it. It's when you don't give failure an option, okay, this mm-hmm. is going to happen. This is going to be successful. Then guess what? I believe you. It's going to be successful. But if you're doing it like, I hope I'm okay, I hope I'm going in the right direction,
mm-hmm.
then you are totally setting yourself up for failure. Now, can it work? Yes. Can it work? Yes. But your energy needs to be up there. Your confidence, your energy. You need to believe in yourself and you need to believe in your project to make this happen. And I feel that when you write things down on paper and you write down your plan as far as what you want to accomplish, and you have a step-by-step plan on what you need to do to make this happen, so long as you follow that plan, then it's going to happen. And just because one or two mm-hmm. people say no to you doesn't mean it's not going to work. It's just those people aren't interested or those people aren't in a position to help you. But it shouldn't stop you from your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know something? There is this famous actor, Matt Dillon, and he mm-hmm. was being interviewed. And he said, anytime anybody asks me, do I stand a chance to make it as an actor or an actress, he goes, I always tell them no. He goes, I always tell them no. And I tell them how hard the business is and all the, you know, all the challenges they have to go through. And he says, you're nuts for getting in this business. You're wasting your time. I don't know what you're doing. He goes, I wouldn't
first get into this if I were you, you know. He goes, the reason why he said that, he says, if it takes me to stop them in their tracks of what they say is their dream, if I stop them, he says, I just save them a lot of time, money, and trouble. He says, if they're willing to go past me on my negative thoughts, on all my challenges, if they're still willing to go past me, he goes, they stand a really good shot at making it.
Okay.
But if you're going to allow a no or devil's advocate advice to stop you, or you're going to allow one or two losses or a few losses to stop you, then you're not going to make it. You got to be determined. You know, and Thomas Edison, you know, he doesn't call it his failure. He, you know, but, you know, somebody asked him, what was it like, you know, to fail over 100 times until you finally discovered electricity? He goes, well, I never really saw myself as failing 100 times. He goes, I just realized I couldn't do it that way. He goes, so it taught me something new. So it's like, what? So all these challenges and holdups, if anything, it shouldn't set you back, but it should make you more clever or more wise that this way is not working. I need to try something new. I need to try something different. But you got to be persistent. You have to be persistent until you get what you want.
Right. I get that. Yeah.
It's your passion plus your determination will help you become successful. You have to believe in it more than anybody else to make it work.
Okay.
All right. If you're willing to really put your butt on the line to make things happen, then things are going to happen.
Okay. Great.
And just because you got a few no's or challenges, it doesn't mean that it's not meant to be.
Right.
Those were just challenges. That's all they are. Say, okay, I got to get back to a drug. Now, what can I do to overcome this? Now, what can I do to overcome that?
Right.
Every single time you have a challenge, you say, okay, this is what I got to do to overcome this, and this is what I got to do to overcome that. And then you keep going until you start hitting gold. And then you will.
Okay.
All right? I believe in you.
Right.
I totally believe in you, Tina. I want you to do whatever it takes and write down your program. I want you to write down everything on paper and look at everything step by step and then project yourself. Don't give up.
Right. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. It was my pleasure, Tina. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. We're about to wind up soon. And again, really quickly, just getting back to trust issues. If for some reason you're not feeling comfortable with whoever it is you're with or whatever it is you're doing, if you're not feeling comfortable, then honor yourself and allow yourself to move on, or allow yourself to ask direct, specific questions. All right? If the person is not willing to step up their game or to compromise with you, then you need to change your dynamics on who and what you're allowing and willing back into your life, all right? And that's all up to you. So, again, I want you to check out ArtieHoffman.com. Also check out my phone number. Call 1-877-ANGELS-02. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family and your loved ones with all the happiness, love, and prosperity that you desire in your life. And may God and the angels watch over you and protect you always. Until next week, everybody, have a great week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading. reading or to have your own psychic Artie party, that's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.